What time is it? It's Connor time! Hi, this is Connor with your weekly news roundup. UK ticket holder wins 105 million Euro Millions jackpot. It's time to dig out those lottery tickets, as a UK ticket holder has won the 105 million Euro Millions jackpot. The lucky winner scooped the jackpot on the 25th anniversary of the first national lottery draw. Andy Carter, senior winners advisor at the National Lottery, said, "On our 25th birthday, one very lucky ticket holder has scooped tonight's entire 105 million Euro Millions jackpot. Isle of Wight National History and Archaeological Society celebrates 100 years. A society dedicated to preserving national history and heritage has celebrated its centenary with coffee, cakes and a letter from the Queen. The Isle of Wight National History and Archaeological Society celebrated 100 years on November the 8th with a packed house at Cafe Isowa in Newport. The letter from the Queen was read out by President-elect Matthew Chatfield. She sent warm good wishes to all those who will be present as you celebrate this most significant milestone. Going, going, gone. The Isle of Wight St. Mary's Roundabout is no more. It was an integral part of the island's road network for decades, but now the iconic St. Mary's Roundabout is no more. The work started at the end of September and are scheduled to last 15 months until December 2020. This week, the diggers have moved in and removed to the centre of the roundabout, taking it back to ground level. We will keep you updated on the progress. So that's it from me this week with your weekly news roundup. Catch you next time. You've been Connored!